say this is Paul Cummings talking to Giorgio Cavallon, and it's the 28th of February, 1974. We're in his house, 178 East 95th Street.
Yeah, I just have
a little bit. I can start with the fact that you were born in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And came here as a teenager, right?
Yeah.
What was life like in Italy? Because you came here really right after World War One, 1920.
Yeah. Well, I was just in Italy. I was in the country and living farm, doing farm work too, and all that. And I always remember, I was been working all the time. You know?
Never stopped.
Never had any child play, you know, like they have here.
Well, was there a large family? There was many brothers and sisters?
But I used to be with with uncles most of the time, some kind of, because my father was in the army.
Oh, so I see.
See, my mother died many years ago when I was six.
Mm-hmm.
And so we put three sisters, one died, and they put us on each family, each uncle.
Oh, I see.
Uncle,
everybody
got one. So, naturally, you know, the first thing they do, they always push you to work.
Right. Get to work. Earn
your
keep.
You used to go to school only 3 hours a day, and the rest of the time.
Only 3 hours?
3 hours.
What kind of school was that?
It's elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went up to the fifth grade, so 12. After you're 12, then you're allowed to quit.
Really?
Yeah.
That young?
Yeah. 12 years old. At that time, now maybe it's different, I don't know.
That's incredible. So
it was compulsory until 12 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
So, hmm.
What town was that in?
It was a little village named Sorio.
Mm-hmm.
It was a commune of Gambellara.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
It's near the province of Vicenza. It's about 22 kilometers west of Vicenza, between Verona and Vicenza.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a beautiful country there. It's very, very fertile soil, you know. And
What was on the farm?
Huh?
What was on the farm? What?
Wheat, wines, corn, and cows.
Oh, everything.
Yeah, but those days, and there were no machine, you know, everything was done by hand.
Right,
and I just drive the ox, you know, to plow.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get up early in the morning, summer. Just in the summertime, you get up 2 o'clock. And then you work until 7. Then you had a breakfast, which was always a meager breakfast, polenta and sausage, no coffee, nothing. And then you work until 11. And in 11, you had to drive the ox home to feed them.
Mm-hmm.
And clean them, you know, and then you start out again about 2 o'clock. It was very hot to 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then you work until 8 o'clock at night, see. And you stop at 4 o'clock. We call it merenda, you know, just get a piece of bread or something, for about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get home, you have to start working, feed the thing, you know, again. Then you eat and you have to go right to bed.
Yeah, that's a long day.
Yeah, so then you get up 2 o'clock again, you know.
Well, what could you do when it was so dark? It was still dark at 2 o'clock, wasn't it?
In the summertime, yeah, it was quite dark. Yeah, you got out because it was for the animal was cool. They could work better. Then after it gets so hot, you know, and when you plow there, the soil was very tough. You had to use about sometime 3 pair of ox, you know, very regular.
Really?
Yeah. And then have this, and a guy in the back of plow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they dug in about this deep, you know, about
12 inches.
Not 14, no.
No, 12. Okay.
Something. Now they do deeper with the machine, so they get better.
Mm-hmm.
I hear they get better crop, you know,
because
now they fertilize different way, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really, hard work. In those days, you know, there was no cars. Whenever you saw a car, you just ran on the street and stand.